Mary Smith, and I'm the Executive Director.
Mary joins us on Community Hotline today as we look back at another edition of the annual Hike for Hospice. Mary, certainly exciting to have it in two venues and now as you guys do. So how did things go in both Olds and Didsbury over the weekend?
So in Olds, we had a large turnout. We had a little over 150 people, and we raised just over $20,000 for quality palliative care. In Didsbury, we had a low turnout, and it's been pretty low for years. So next year, we're just going to have it all in Olds and just invite people from the surrounding communities to come out for one big hike.
Well, that sounds like a great plan. But overall for this year, do you have any thank yous that you'd like to pass along for those that came out in both venues?
We definitely would like to thank all the participants, our volunteers, our staff. Olds Minor Soccer did the warm-up, and they did a fantastic job. We had Chad Taylor bring greetings on the town of Olds. We had Joan Molitor bring greetings from our board. And in Didsbury, we had Mary Hatcher, who served as the Master of Ceremonies, and then we had Cheryl and Gord, that they're our board members to the society that we're out supporting. And we also want to thank our sponsors, Sims Furniture, Proel Manufacturing, Bighorn Electric, Buster's Pizza, and Daphne's Market. We had some pretty amazing fundraising teams. Jim Stone did raise the most on his team, close to $5,000 for hospice palliative care. But we also had Walk-In Talk-In Besties, Leslie Ann Krause, Jack Fuster, Connie's Cookies, and Hike for Help that all raised a lot of money for hospice palliative care.
That's wonderful. What does it say to you when you see so many people work so hard in the community to help out for your organization?
We do live in just an amazing community here in Olds and the surrounding area, and just the community and the volunteerism. We're just so grateful and appreciative, and we're just really lucky to be in this community.
Wonderful. So upcoming, you do also have another opportunity for people to get out in the fresh air and help contribute to the cause as well. So tell us what you have planned out on the links upcoming.
So on June 11th, we have our annual golf classic. It's going to be held at the Olds Golf Course. And it's a different but fun way to also raise money for quality palliative care in the Mountain View region.
For sure. So if people want to sign up either as an individual or as a team, how can they go about doing that, Mary?
They can sign up on our website. They can also go to our Facebook page. The link will be pinned at the top there. Or they can call our office at 403-586-9992.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for joining us on Community Hotline today, Mary.
Thank you.